Andrew Schneider on KNIA Radio. Our coverage from State Track and Field continues with Aiden Curtis, the third place finisher here in the discus. You came in ranked sixth in Class 4A. Here you are with a podium finish. You get to go stand on the infield in the second. How does it feel?
Feels great. This was kind of an expectation the whole season. Goal, since I wanted to play as a freshman, didn't. Wanted to get top three as a sophomore. I got top three again. Next year's goal is to be a state champ and hopefully get in the 190 range.
Well, and you enter here in flight one, which is never easy necessarily in throws to get yourself out into the finals, but you do so with a couple big throws early. What was the key to getting those out there and getting them in that 160 range?
I have been consistently around 160 in other comps. Had a bad district meet, bad weather, but always knew it was there. Just had to be technically clean, have the right cues, and just hopefully just launch the disc. That's the main goal there.
Well, and obviously this Indianola Throws program has rich tradition. Your name's added to it, but you said you have bigger goals. Let's talk about that tradition first. What's it mean to know that you're among some of the greats in this program and have a chance to keep climbing up that leaderboard?
It feels great. Walker Whalen was my idol for a little bit. He's what I've wanted to do. He's been the example of how to act, how to throw, how to train, all that. Feels good. It's a great program, and it's going to continue being great.
And off season, it sounds like a lot of work to get to that 190 range, but you're ready, especially jumping into junior year.
Yeah, for sure. Dual sport athlete, so it's going to be a little hard getting into throwing again with wrestling and football, but that's the goal.
Hey, whole lot of fun there too. Aiden Curtis, third place here from Indianola. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden.
Yep.